Don't make the practice of great perfection complicated. It is simple. We're in samsara because we are making things complicated. If we study and don't practice, what does it do? It just entrenches our discrimination and can become very strong. And this very strong attachment to intellect can be even more difficult to transform than just normal samsara. And so relax your mind and abide in the true nature of mind. And in this way, our practice is very simple. And in this way, you can perfect the practices. As long as these discriminatory thoughts are there, we have no way to attain enlightenment. And some people say we practice Amitabha. Are you going to be able to go to Amitabha's pure land? That is the first question. If of course you have the conditions to go there, then go there. The Guru is guiding us to go to the pure lands. And what is his pure lands? It is our mind. It is this wisdom, emptiness, clarity, luminosity, mind of ours. You know, the teachings of going to Amitabha's pure land. Where is this? It is not a place. Chumi Rinpoche teaches like this. Why? Because sentient beings always like to have somewhere to go, some place to go. In reality, these pure lands that Chumi Rinpoche teaches are just the Dhammakaya clarity of our own mind. And so the Dhammakaya clarity mind is this mind right now, true nature of mind in this moment. The Sambhogakaya and Nimanakaya are appearances that benefit sentient beings. This is not the ultimate Buddha. The ultimate Buddha is the Dharmadhatu clarity, luminosity. And what is this? Is this right now, in the moment, true nature of mind. Once you've passed through the stages of understanding, experiencing, and realizing the true nature of mind, then you have attained the Dhammadhatu luminosity, which is this mind right now, here in this moment. And whether or not you are receiving these pith instructions, you must reflect on yourself. And so I hope that everybody can meditate more and experience more one's own true nature of mind. Don't request and search externally. Bring your mind home. Have a look at your own true nature of mind. This is what we call practice. And when you're abiding in your true nature of mind right now, in the moment, you distance yourself from all of these attachments, discriminations, and all the conceptuality. And then you attain this right now, in the moment, true nature of mind of clarity. And then you've attained the realization of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And how did all of these great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the past and all of their great students attain enlightenment? Was also in the same way, through practicing these pith instructions and realizing their own true nature of mind. And then within this mandala of their own body, they attained the realization of the luminosity of the Dhammadhatu and attained Buddhahood. So don't go seeking, pursuing, learning externally. Bring these attachments, discriminations, and desires home and let your mind settle down. And then in the true nature of mind, continue abiding in the true nature of mind. And then when you're not able to abide in the true nature of mind, then apply all of these incredible, auspicious pith instructions that you have received. All of these oral pith instructions of the great perfection have received the blessing of all the Buddha Dharma protectors. And then we receive this Dharma, and this is the result that we are looking for. His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche said, if you've received these auspicious pith instructions and you don't then go and apply them, go into meditation practice and into retreat, then it would be like taking a match to them and burning them and bringing them to ash and then throwing it into the river. It would be of no benefit to us. And this is a very direct fifth instruction of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. Although we are practicing Buddhism, we have these arising causes with Buddhism. However, these seeds that we've planted need a lot of time before they really ripen to enlightenment. And in between, we don't know what sorts, what type of habits may arise in between. And to wait then to practice in the next life is really dangerous. So really, the best is to master your practice and attain Buddhahood in this lifetime. Even although we do have these positive seeds, causes, and of course this is not empty. If we can really let these seeds ripen in this lifetime and attain enlightenment, now this would really be incredible. Don't delay it. I really wish for you to attain enlightenment in this lifetime. Day and night, abide in the true nature of mind. Support the true nature of mind. And in the process, if some discriminatory thoughts arise, don't worry. In reality, in essence, they are the true nature of mind. And practice these fifth instructions of Longsel and Longchen Yintig very, very well. And then people say, but aren't all of the teachings fifth instructions? Yes. However, many of them are just very vast general fifth instructions. However, still we have these very specific oral fifth instructions. And those that attain enlightenment and rainbow body, they are relying mostly on these oral pith instructions of Longsel and Longchen Yintik, not the vast teachings. You are all very clever, intelligent people. Really cherish the rest of this life of yours. And use this time, day and night, to master this mind of ours. And sometimes when we're practicing these discriminatory thoughts, these afflictive emotions, these random thoughts may arise, and then we think, oh, I'm just a sentient being. My afflictions are so strong. My karma is so strong. Remember, the essence of these afflictions and this karma is the true nature of mind. It is Buddha nature. And from this knowledge, request more pith instructions and do more retreats. And all of these great past lineage masters, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, His Holiness Jigme Ponsuk, all of the great masters, this is how they attained enlightenment, through receiving these pith instructions and going into retreat. And then from their realizations of the true nature of mind, they wrote all of these texts, like the treasury, the seven treasuries of Longchenpa. They weren't written from the conceptual mind. For how many people they have studied and learned so much, however, they haven't become practitioners at all. It really looks like they've regressed, their afflictions have become stronger. What is so special about great perfection is that all of these attachments, aversions, afflictions, they arise from mind, and the object of our practice is mind. The antidote is mind. Practice isn't pursued externally, it is in that right present moment. Any attachment, aversion, or ignorance is recognized as the true nature of mind, and in that way, attaining liberation right there and then, and improving one's practice through the four liberations. Liberation through bare attention, liberation as soon as it arises, self-liberation, and primordial liberation. For those who stabilize their practice in this way, although when facing death they will have the suffering that the body experiences, moment by moment they'll be abiding in the true nature of mind, and this practitioner won't have the experience of the bardos. So definitely choose the way of attaining liberation in this lifetime. To not do this would be quite risky. Otherwise, what happens when death arises or troubles arise, then it's too late. Don't carry on practicing Buddhism and still continue being lost. And where we lost in this mind of ours. And then we judge and discriminate. And at the end of the day, it's all still discrimination. And at this level of practice, there's no way for us to realize the true nature of mind. Recognize the true nature of mind and abide in it. And it's not a matter of time that determines our realization. For instance, His Holiness Lama Achuk said the dogs at Yachin Gar had been there for 7, 8 years, 10 years, lying around the monastery. This didn't mean that they attained realization. It doesn't matter that you've been around or in the monastery for a long time. What matters is whether you have received these very auspicious prith instructions. And when the day comes when we are facing death, what are we going to do? Maybe you're relying on the Amitabha's pure land. This, however, is going to be determined by how strong your discrimination and afflictions are. And a method even easier than this to be able to attain liberation and enlightenment is the great perfection. So you think that the easiest at the time of death is to go to Amitabha's pure land? Even easier than this is to do this via the great perfection. And the most auspicious state of realization is not these pith instructions. It is the realization of and abiding in this right now, very present moment of the true nature of mind in its wisdom, emptiness, and clarity. And really, it's very important we realize this now, because when we are facing death and then we want to recite mantras, it is going to be very difficult. Master this right now, present moment. And I've spoken to you about the importance of praying to the Guru. During the day, visualize the Guru above your head, and at night in your heart center, and do this day and night. Blend the Guru and one's mind together day and night. And then abide in the true nature of mind, and do this for 5 minutes, and then be able to for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes. And so we continue for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And then continue being able to abide for half an hour, an hour. And then being able to abide in the clarity, wisdom of the mind during the day. And being able to do the same with respect to our dreams at night. And then in that time from when we go to sleep, and before we enter into our dream world, there's that state where we have are unconscious. This starts becoming more and more clear. We attain clarity in this state and eventually attain that one is dreaming. And if you can't recognize that you are dreaming, then there is no possibility that you attain liberation in this lifetime. And so at least at a minimum, one should be able to now be able to recognize that one is dreaming, having clarity within our dreams. And within practicing the great perfection, after practicing for 5 to 6 years, one should be able to have been able to master this. And it shouldn't really require too much time. However, if what we do is we learn this, and then we practice this, and then we learn that, and we practice that, and we get lost in another theory, and then we're pursuing this auspicious Dharma and that auspicious Dharma. What is auspicious Dharma? It is this mind of ours. With respect to the new students, we teach the Dharma with respect to the outer preliminaries. However, if you are the old students, you must not just stop at that state of mind. If you do that, then there is no way for you to be able to attain or realize the great perfection. And so, as I've mentioned before, if you really want to go to the pure lands, then even easier than practicing the recitations of Amitabha is to practice and realize the great perfection.